Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, now in 3D. Coming up on this week's show, the 3DS falls flat. We sort out a rescue package for the beleaguered handheld. Bad news too for the HTC Evo 3D. It's been pulled by Vodafone amid delays. Hey, at least the Samsung Galaxy 2S is doing rather well, and rumour has it a white one's on the way too. Plus, we'll have the lowdown on the very last stage of voting in the T3 Awards. All that, plus whatever else we can stuff in our jackets. And by we, I mean the lovely Ree Morgan and the man who has no shadow. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello, Dan.
How are we all doing?
Good. How are we in 3D? Explain that to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Are we?
I can
see you.
The effect is amazing. It takes a while to click in, but once you got it.
And isn't it the Samsung Galaxy S2?
Keep trying, listeners.
It's the Samsung Galaxy S2, not the Samsung Galaxy 2S.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
You big idiot.
Dan, I thought there was a new phone then. I was like, oh, I missed that.
What, you thought they'd release a new phone and just call it the 2S instead of the S2?
To be fair, Samsung actually would do that.
Probably would. So, Dunk, your week in 140 characters or more, please.
Well, it's been a terrible week. It's the big one. The big one. It's the thing that's up there with moving house, end of a relationship, diagnosis of terminal disease.
But what could it be?
Lost my phone.
Oh, That's not as traumatic as it used to be.
It was pretty bloody traumatic, mate, because I lost it in the toilet of a festival toilet.
The toilet of a festival toilet?
Or the gaping moor of like a festival toilet.
Is that like a toilet within a toilet?
What, did it fall in?
It fell in. I won't go into the circumstances, but I wasn't doing anything particularly untoward. Yeah. And it fell out of my breast pocket into the toilet. And I thought, oh, well, that's terrible. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And then I thought, but I have just flushed. So it could have been worse. So I managed to fish it out.
I didn't
have to. Well, I still would have fished it out, but it would have been a lot more unpleasant. It would have been, you know, that scene in Trainspotting.
Yeah.
Very much like that.
Oh, God.
So, what? Presumably,
it was horrible because it was an iPhone. And, you know, you realize how annoying iPhones are when things like this happen. Because with any other phone, you could pull the battery and it would probably give you a better chance of surviving.
But
it got really hot. And it was like it was dying, which it was, to be fair. Because it kept on sort of spasming. Because the vibrate kept on going off. And then the little light on the back, the camera light, it turned on and it wouldn't turn off until it had run all the way down. Which is like its life support system or something. So it's like it's
poor little iPhone.
I'm holding it in my arms, my hand.
But presumably all your contacts,
all covered in shit.
Yeah, but all your contacts and everything, they're all in the cloud. So you've not lost them.
That was fine. I don't mean it was traumatic from that point of view. Okay. What's traumatic is I then had to use this piece of shit for the rest of the week.
It's not,
which is
a piece of
HTC's flagship Android phone. I've got so used to using an iPhone, basically everything about it is like a slightly knocked off version of iPhone. It's like it does everything the iPhone does, but not quite as well.
You're
apart from multitasking, which to be fair, it does much better. Well, no, I think it's just because I'm, as you know, aesthetics rule my life, and everything on Android looks that little bit uglier. And that really, I find that so distressing.
You mean even the world around you now looks uglier?
Yeah,
because
you too.
You're having to
just
use it.
You know, you look like you're grimacing at me. You got this kind of.
The world's taken on a new edge.
But also, because this came with, it was locked to Vodafone, or I thought it was locked to Vodafone. So I had the double problem of not having my normal number, but I can live with that. The other problem was having to use Vodafone. I had no idea that it's just opened up a whole world of pain that I've never had access to before, having to use an Android phone on Vodafone. I thought Vodafone was like a sort of high-end, premium type. It's crap.
Their prices are.
Have you ever used their website?
No.
Every single thing on their website, it's incredibly complicated. You have to do a load of things. And at the end of it says, no, sorry, we can't do that at the moment.
Yeah.
We're having a problem. Let's come back. Because
it's
not
having a problem. In that it always has a problem.
It had
it's rubbish.
Do you know why I had to go on the Vodafone website in the first place?
No.
It won't let you look at porn.
Yes, that's
by default,
true.
It blocks you from looking at adults, any kind of adult sites.
Well, I experienced this because I like to put a bet on every now and then, and exactly that. I tried to go to a odds checker.
Yeah,
and it's like no, can't do that. So then you have to call up, but of course you can't go. Yeah, I'm just trying to place a bet, and they're like,
right.
Yeah, we all know what you're up to.
Well, this was it. No, and also it was a bit. It seemed rather discriminatory to me because I wasn't actually trying to look at porn on this occasion, but basically anything at all gay. It's like, oh, that's adult content, and I wasn't trying to look at like Big Dave's Fisting Emporium or something like that. It was just a perfectly innocent, sort of gay related site. So I had you have to go on this website, and it says to prove you're an adult, you have to we have to use your credit card. And it's like, well, what the f*** do you think I'm paying for this credit for with? You know, you already have my credit card details.
Yeah.
So,
disgusting.
But T-Mobile, they wouldn't let me on Facebook when I first got there. I was like, oh.
You've got to be 13 to go on Facebook.
It's for your own protection.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So,
right, well, so lots of things you don't like this week. Mm. Yeah.
It's been a nightmare, an absolute nightmare.
Well, you
week.
Say it's been a nightmare week for you, because it's not been a good week for Nintendo, let me tell you. No sooner did it reveal it had sold just 710,000 3DS consoles between April and June than it announced a price cut in the US from $249 to just $169.99. Right. A similar UK drop is expected. Just by way of comparison, the DS and DSi sold 1.44 million units in the same period, which is more than double. What is going wrong with the 3DS?
Impeccable maths, Dan.
Thank you.
Well done.
I just don't think people like it, do they?
I think it's They're overpriced.
Not ready. Yeah.
Overpriced.
I think primarily it's overpriced. I think secondly, they've actually pitched it wrong by saying the main thing about it is the 3D.
Yeah,
I think that is. I don't want to overestimate that, because I think the main problem is it's just simply too expensive. But I think the other thing is if they'd said this is a more powerful DS, you can play better games on.
You can still play 2D.
Oh,
games,
and by the way,
yeah.
It has 3D if you want it.
I see what you mean.
I think people have bought into it more than this thing of like, oh, it's got a little slider and you have to hold it directly in front of your eyes. And
people are
it's
a great effect.
You mean it seems complicated?
I think people just aren't that into 3D.
Yeah,
I think they've miscalculated on the whole
price aspect. So at game at the moment, the 3DS is £194.99. The DSi is £139.99, which isn't that much cheaper. And the DS, £109.98.
55 quid, that's quite a lot cheaper. Mm. In percentage terms, that's lots of percent.
more than a percent.
It's a big old percentage.
Yeah, it's about a third extra, isn't it? So okay. I suppose it is a jump.
No, everyone's as loaded as us, Dan.
That's true.
And also, Nintendo, of course, traditionally always aimed at the younger person, the child.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
The child, as we call them.
If you look at the difference between the 3DS and the DS, it's almost double the price. That is a big jump, isn't it? Mm. Nintendo are saying
it's news to me they're even still selling the DS. I'm so glad I'm on this podcast, because I discover things I'd never.
Nintendo say we can confirm that Nintendo of Europe will be reducing the European trade price. Trade price is the keyword there, of the Nintendo 3DS to retailers by around a third from the 12th of August 2011, which is a bit of a silly thing to say, because now no one's going to buy one until the 12th of August, as part of a global trade price reduction initiative. Now, if that third reduction is passed on to us as a third reduction, that would make...
It's a lot of percentages and
fractions. Sorry. Yeah, well, because a third of the retail price doesn't translate to taking a third necessarily off...
No, it's 27.2% on the... Because then you've factor in RPR.
Oh, this is just...
What? Anyway, if they just...
How much is it going to bloody cost, Dan?
All right, if they reduce it by a third, which... what I'm trying to say is, if they reduce it by a third, which they won't necessarily do, but if they do, it'll be £129.99.
Hmm.
Right. Which would make it cheaper than the current DSi.
Well, presumably they'll drop the price of the DSi as well.
Yeah, presumably. Mm. Would that make...
God, that really would be an admission of defeat if it was somehow cheaper than the DSi.
Yeah, but does that bring it into, you know, kind of the no-brainer territory of, you know...
It brings
it into a more... more people will buy it, I think.
Yes.
Because it's cheaper.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's what they want.
But does it get it past that tipping point,
yes,
is what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, I think it does. Except, as I say, I think it's also got the other problem. I think people are confused by the whole 3D aspect and the whole...
You see, it's not even like they can stop marketing it as like a really 3D thing, because it's called the 3DS.
Mm. That's what I mean.
They're a bit like, oh, I don't want to play my games in 3D all the time. I think people think... That's all
it. All the
can
games
do,
are going to be 3D.
All the games are 3D.
I think also they're not aware that it's not just 3D.
It's much more powerful.
It's a much more powerful console. And I think Nintendo completely... I'm actually hard-pressed to think of a product launch that's been more disappointing.
It's almost...
than the 3DS. Because before it came out, it was kind of trailed. It's like, oh, it looks really good. And I thought, well, the 3D thing, I don't care about that.
Mm.
But they had a huge long list of games that were going to be available at launch or very near to launch. And it was basically every big franchise related to Nintendo and things like Metal Gear Solid and stuff like that. It was all going to be hot to trot almost as soon as the console was in the shops. And what is there? It's absolutely bugger all games.
Yeah.
And they're all just old games that you can now see in a kind of pseudo 3D.
Yeah, well, on that.
Pilot Wings. For Christ's sake.
This was Nintendo's official reason, essentially. During the 3 months ended June 2011, for the Nintendo 3DS, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time 3D, was launched and favorably received, but the Nintendo 3DS has few other hit titles. So basically, they're saying, we don't have enough games.
Yeah, that's why it's selling badly. Yeah. And but they promised before, okay, I mean, I know we're not promised, but it was strongly suggested that there would be lots and lots of games, and indeed AAA type titles available at launch or very soon after. And it's now quite some time after launch.
Yeah.
And we have such classics as, you know, Street Fighter. It's like, oh god, yeah, I mean, you know, how could I live without another version of bloody Street Fighter? And, you know, Pilot Wings, long forgotten sort of SNES launch title. And, you know,
the other thing, you know,
there's not even a Mario title yet. And when there is a Mario title, it'll just be the usual thing, but with a little bit of 3D.
Yeah.
It's Luigi, I think, is coming out in this one. Haunted House one.
It's almost like Nintendo's done the worst thing, the thing it never normally does, which is it's allowed the feature to get in the way of the gameplay.
Mm.
You know? They're
Well, not so much get in the way of it, be the only thing.
They're just putting in the 3D and not thinking, you know,
like
if
what?
They almost need to launch some major titles that you can't play in 3D at all and just, you know, really nail this once for all that it doesn't just, it's not just about 3D.
Mm.
I don't think they're
going to
do that.
It's quite hard to do that, as you say, given the name of the console and what have you.
All this nonsense as well about, you know, headaches and things like that. I thought we got away from that, but the 3DS has actually been dropped by Amazon in the US. They're saying it's under review.
Mm.
What, so it makes you go blind?
Well, they haven't said.
They've
just said that, you know, lots of people have contacted them, so they've dropped it.
What,
it's
complaints?
Under review.
Saying?
Yeah. I mean, I don't... People get jittery in the US, though, don't they? You know, class action lawsuits and all that kind of business.
They come and get a twitch in their eye.
They haven't dropped it in the UK, so I think that's pretty telling. But yeah, I mean,
well, we're made of sturdier stock over
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely, but that's fairly major.
But how can that be a problem when you, as we've just been saying, you can turn off the 3D effect entirely?
Like I say, Americans pretty stupid.
They're not able to manipulate a slider down to its lowest point.
Sorry, American listeners.
Even a monkey could do that. Even if you didn't know what that slider did, a monkey could pick up a 3DS.
Would eventually turn it down.
Yeah, eventually pour it down. Oh, pull down on switch, make 3D go.
Good monkey voice.
Yeah, that's great. Well, look, we are not 3DS aficionados, but one person is. Do you remember, regular listeners will remember this?
I tried the 3DS in one of the stores, and it's just magical, and I just wanted to get one, so I'm not doing anything at the moment, so I thought, you know what,
why not?
I'll sit in the street, and I'll get one, yeah.
Fair enough.
That was Marwan Elgamal on launch day queuing for the 3DS.
I wonder if it's still magical.
Yeah. Marwan Elgamal.
Yeah, incidentally,
sounds like a smith.
The noise in the background was you working out how many hours had been there and getting it wrong. But
it sounds like an anagram or something.
It's not an anagram.
It's his name into an anagram.
And keep going, Duncan, because I'm pleased to say that Marwan joins us now. Marwan, hi, it's Dan Maudsley here. The last time we spoke to you, you were queuing for the 3DS. How did you get on?
Well, I got it.
Is it magical?
Duncan Rhea here with me. How did you... So now you've had it for several weeks. What do you make of it?
Yeah. Well, I'm really enjoying it, especially with things like street passing. I always feel surprised when I'm walking past somebody else and I get the little green flashlight. And you can do like the little quest passes and stuff like that. But all in all, I'm really enjoying it, really. It's just a really great experience.
So you're a fan because it's not been selling that well. So we're trying to figure out why.
I don't know, maybe the price point, and now that they've announced a price cut, maybe that will sell some more hardware.
Mm-hmm. That's what we said.
Mm-hmm. This is it. Did Nintendo like recognise you in any way for being the first to get it?
Yeah.
What did they do?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they know me.
Yeah, I've been recognised, and same with some other websites and stuff who covered things from the Wii launch.
Yeah.
So
did they sort you out with any stuff?
Smiles all around. Smiles all around, and yeah, got a couple of games and stuff. So yeah.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
That's
good. Yeah, and your global superstardom as a result of this, has it just increased and increased? I imagine.
Maybe. I got some nice package from them. Like it was before Ocarina of Time came out. I had like some really big point of sale display just shot at the house.
Oh, that's nice.
So they do look after these.
They do care.
Oh,
they care.
Well, that's good to hear. Okay, so you're still loving the 3DS?
Yeah.
All right, great. What's the best games on there? Because we're not regular users, we have to say. I've really only played Street Fighter.
Yeah, I've just been playing Street Fighter pretty much every day, and then after I finish Ocarina of Time, that's it. Now that they're giving away like 10 free NES games and all the others, I'm sure I'm going to be playing that quite a bit.
A bit more longevity. Well, we still, it's definitely
do
needs
you
more
play
titles.
It in 3D or 2D?
It depends on if I'm on a train or if I'm just sitting at home. But I had the slider, like, it's not all the way to the top, so like it's on this minimal that where I can personally enjoy it. But yeah, I don't know, it just varies on if I want to see something specific happening in 3D or not.
Because we were saying, really, the 3D is kind of, it's almost like they've marketed that too much, and really they should have just gone with the fact that it's a more powerful DS and a better DS.
I don't know, maybe the current market where everyone's all like, ooh, 3D, it was a nice point for them to maybe go down. The technology is cool, I'm not that comfortable with it. But yeah, I'm enjoying it when I want to see what it would be like in 3D.
Yeah. Okay, so there's like a lot nice of people. Touch. I think. Yeah. All right, Marwan, thanks very much. Well, enjoy your 3DS.
You
and you never know, a few more people might buy one. Who knows?
It makes you more special.
More unique. Once we get that price card, it'll be right up there. Thanks a lot, Marwan. Good
See
to
ya.
Talk to you.
Bye.
Bye, mate. Well, there's plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Yes, the 3DS isn't the only thing getting a price cut. Online retailer Amazon has slashed the price of the Motorola Zoom to £395 for the 32GB Wi-Fi only model, down from £480. The Wi-Fi plus 3G model also loses a few pounds, dropping from £580 to £555.
Which might have something to do with the fact that the Samsung Galaxy Tab 10.1 is to launch in the UK next week. It goes on sale at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, the 3rd of August, at Currys and PC World's flagship store on London's Tottenham Court Road. The rest of the country will see a day later.
Sony has unveiled the world's thinnest compact camera, the 12.2mm Cybershot TX55, which includes, drumroll, an SD card slot. Yes, no longer requiring Sony's own memory sticks. It packs a 5x optical zoom and 16.2 megapixels into its tiny frame.
Also from Sony is the new A-series Walkman. The A860 gets a 3.4-inch OLED touchscreen, redesigned controls, and an aluminium finish. It also boasts wireless music streaming via Bluetooth. I don't think they've heard of Wi-Fi.
No, what am I?
Preferred that.
The Samsung Galaxy S2 handset has topped 5 million unit sales worldwide in just 85 days, outselling the iPhone 4 for the last 2 months here in the UK. And word is, a white version is on the way. Online retailer Clove says it'll be available from around the 15th of August.
And good news if you're after an LG Optimus 3D, it's just landed on its first network, 3, from £35 a month. But bad news for HTC fans, Vodafone says, due to delays, we no longer plan to include the Evo 3D in our smartphone range. HTC now say it'll arrive in September.
Dear, dear. Konami has officially confirmed PS 2012 will touch down on the 14th of October, just 2 weeks after FIFA 12. Boasting a heavily revamped AI, Konami are billing Pro Evo as its most ambitious and advanced football game ever.
And hours after that announcement, EA has hit back, unveiling the artwork for FIFA 12. Wayne Rooney and Jack Wilshere will feature as the game's cover stars when it goes on sale in the UK on the 30th of September. That's Rooney's 7th consecutive appearance on the box.
Wow.
Well done, Wayne.
Very pleased with that.
Quite Wayne.
Yeah. 7. Yeah. The magic number.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Harper 7.
Blake 7.
Yep.
Party 7.
Party 7. Oh, look. Lots of 70s references to get in here.
Excellent. Well done, Wayne. I'm sure you're listening. Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM and posting on Facebook this week. Duncan.
Serial tweeter Nilesh R. Palmer says, can we have some actual proper gadgets of the week? Seems a bit pointless when Rhee makes something her gadget of the week, which doesn't even exist. Xbox 720.
Yeah. We were thin on the ground
it was
with gadgets.
Ground. And last week was a bit rubbish as well, wasn't it?
I wasn't here.
The Philips We got a tweet on that, though.
Did we?
Yeah.
Saying what?
Go on, read it.
Oh, it's written here. No. What are the odds? Touch of a Diamond. Mm-hmm. That's or Susanna.
Another female listener.
Yes. I suppose so. Could be a bloke.
Called Susanna.
Yeah, like Boy Called Sue by Johnny Cash. Does happen.
Okay.
It's probably a woman on balance of probability, but, you know. She's been reading the review, or he, stroke she, has been reading the review of the Philips Go Gear Muse 3 that we featured last week. I love this review purely for using discombobulator.
Yeah, talking about the menu, which you didn't like either.
Oh, the menu was terrible.
Which we couldn't play with because the battery died. But yeah, it got 3 stars. I was quite surprised. It was like this pretty slating. Well, it wasn't. It was saying it's a perfectly fine MP3 player, but it doesn't hold a candle to the.
Just give up.
Exactly, to the iPod, and then gave it 3 stars.
But no, yeah, well, Spencer's a much more generous person than I am. He's very kind-hearted.
Ree, what have you got there?
The great iPhone 4 Galaxy S2 debate has been raging, by which we mean we've had 2 tweets.
That's raging in my book.
Robbie Bone, I've owned both in this order, iPhone 4, Galaxy S2, iPhone 4. I think that answers your question, LOL.
Yeah, I should be doing the same thing with the sensation, I think. Well, hopefully.
But Christopher Her? No, sorry,
it's
that wrong.
It's phonetically spelled Christopher.
Christopher, or Chris Mann. I've got an iPhone 4, but I think the S2 is the better all-round handset. iPhone 4S / 5 would be better than the S2, I suspect.
That's very diplomatic.
It's very good.
We get, letters. Well, letters.
We don't think we've ever had a letter.
No, to the magazine. People email us the magazine every month saying, why is the iPhone above the Galaxy S2 in your buyer's guide?
People love the S2, don't they?
It's doing well.
I think it's more than
the 2S.
They dislike the new
2S, which is, that's wiping the floor with the iPhone 4. The new 2S?
Oh, the 2S, yeah, of course.
Kings for No, having failed to meet our original objective, this is on the Facebook group for Duncan Bell Gadget Personality of the Year, obviously not going to happen because he's not made the shortlist. Having failed to meet our original objective, how about we go with Plan B, Duncan Bell to carry the Olympic torch?
Yes!
Well, yeah, it seems like the obvious.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people a bit worried about the sort of safety aspects of you carrying the Olympic torch, I have to say. Dan Green, the good news for Duncan is now he can get totally hammered at the awards, as per usual.
But I would have done that anyway.
Yeah, well, he does say, he does add, not that he would necessarily have not got drunk had he been a nominee. I like this. Leon Fenner, maybe we should change the official podcast group. Change it to the official podcast group. Not giving up on the dream, but as Duncan pointed out, he works for T3. So yeah, what do we reckon?
Could change it.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Yeah, so let's change it to
It's now. That's it. Duncan Bell, Gadget Personality Year, over now officially our podcast group.
Can we actually do that on Facebook?
Yeah, I just changed the title.
Technology is so
magic.
Clever, isn't it?
It's good, isn't it? Okay, Leon, your wish is my command. In fact, Anton, I'm not even going to try. Anton has seconded this by saying word, which I believe means he supports it.
That'd be Nekhenko.
Could be. And one last message from Sion No Holiday Wong. I really hope that is truly your middle name. I think it's meant to perhaps indicate is it some sort of hard worker. Is that?
I suppose so.
No time for a holiday. Yeah. Sion No Holiday Wong.
He doesn't like Billie Holiday.
Could be. Now that the shortlist is up and I joined now, can I still get my name read out on the podcast? Well, your name has been read out to death.
Afraid not,
now,
no. Can't do that.
Thank you for joining.
A funny thing about the campaign.
Yeah.
Obviously, it came to the shortlist stage and everything. You know, obviously, people other than myself have sort of run the awards and do all the counting. Do you know what they said about the whole thing about trying to shoehorn me in?
Oh, go on.
Not a single word.
They haven't mentioned it.
It's like just kind of embarrassed silence around the whole thing.
But there was loads and loads. Duncan did get loads of votes as a wild card because I had a look at the inbox and everyone was Duncan Bell, Gadget Personality, Duncan Bell, Gadget Personality, Duncan Bell, Gadget Personality.
I got fed up of basically waiting for somebody to say, oh, do you know all these random people keep on voting for you as such and such. I actually emailed the editor and said, oh, did I not make, didn't get a wild card entry there? And do you know what he said?
What?
Nothing. He didn't reply to my email. It's like I think they're all having secret meetings when I'm not there. But have you seen what Duncan's done now? It's like all these people. He must have got like friends and relatives. What the hell's wrong with? What's the matter with this guy? He obviously can't win the award because he works for the magazine. It's like, he's just a complete egomaniac.
What is he doing? Why is he doing this?
Have you said anything to him about it? No, I don't dare to bring it up. I think, to be honest, he's just lost his mind. Make sure you keep anything sharp away from him, for God's sake.
Excellent. What have we got for our gadget of the week?
Wow.
Wow, that was in the super stereo.
This is the Vodafone 555 Blue.
Hang on, the what?
The go Vodafone on. 555 Blue.
Well, I shan't be getting that.
It really is cool, though. It says that on the box.
555 Blue.
It is the new Facebook phone.
I like the cha-cha-cha.
So it's like the cha-cha and the salsa.
But it's not, this isn't, I'm looking at the box. It's not Android, this, is it?
No, it's Vodafone's proprietary OS.
What?
It's something out of the 90s. But...
Is it, what is it like? Symbian,
it's got a Facebook button. No, it's their own OS.
They've gone away and made up their own
OS. Do you not remember
OS?
they came up with one and then I thought they'd pulled it, but there we go.
So this is their remember 360, bid to get Facebook. Yeah. It gets better. It's 2.5G and Edge, not Wi-Fi or 3G.
You're really selling this to
have
me.
We fallen through a wormhole in time back to about 2002?
Yeah.
What?
This is what happens.
I'm looking at the menus.
And also,
they remind me a bit of old...
There's a button to order Old drugs.
Palm.
There's a button to order drugs. Oh, yeah.
What? There's a big pharmacy button.
What is that?
It just basically means add something.
Oh, but I'd like some.
It got announced this
meow,
week.
Meow, meow. Yeah.
So this is
that's
basically,
what all the kids
if you're really cheap and you can't afford the cha-cha.
£75.
Okay, well, that's not so bad, actually.
£75, pay as you go. It's available next month.
All right, but some of these phones are terrible to use. Is it usable?
It's actually all right. The keyboard's quite nice. The OS isn't great. Mm. You know, the Facebook implementation is good. You got your profile on there. You can update your status. You can do basically everything you can do on the cha-cha and the salsa. So it's basically a budget.
One for the kids.
Yes.
All right. Review coming up?
There's a video already up on the site, but there should be a review coming out soon.
Okay. It's quite solidly built, but apart from that, I'd say this is the worst piece of shit that I've...
All right, don't take it out of Vodafone.
They'll be putting that on the posters, I imagine.
The worst piece of shit it has been my displeasure to handle. Actually, because what with the Philips thing last week?
Yeah.
The PMP and now this week.
It's all been a bit low end.
We're on a massively retro tip.
Can we go for something high end next week?
Let's have the Xbox 1440.
Oh, I might have something exciting next week.
Oh, all right, okay. That really is something this week. Right, Duncan may not have made it into the T3 Awards shortlist, but others have. Yes, after well over 350,000 reader votes cast during the longlist stage, we are now down to the shortlists. Mm. So you can vote now. You can get in there, can you?
Get in there, vote for your finalists.
This is it now. The award ceremony is on October the something or other.
14th.
October the 10th. There we go. 10th of October.
Yeah.
So we've got a bit of time.
Yeah, you've got a bit of time. It does take a while to get through the categories, but plough through.
Yeah, okay.
Be with it at the end. You can get a chance to win a TV at the end.
All right, okay, that's quite nice. So gadget of the year, that's the big one. Mm-hmm. iPad 2 is there, obviously. Up against, these are some of the contenders, the Kindle. Samsung Galaxy S2.
What about the 2S?
Well...
It was launched too late, I think.
There's still opportunities for wild cards. Yeah. We could still get them. Can you put in wild cards?
No, I don't need any further wild cards.
The 2S won't be able to make it on there. And, intriguingly, given the theme of this week's podcast, the 3DS, which I'm guessing won't win.
It was something different, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. It was.
It may have died on its arse, but we still have to applaud its differentness.
Okay.
It's innovation.
Of those? The Galaxy S2, I think, has got a good chance, actually. Even though I'm not a huge fan of it.
An Android phone did win last year, didn't it? Didn't the HTC Desire win?
So you think it's someone else's
time? No, I think the iPad won Gadget of the Year last year.
You're absolutely right.
It was HTC won it with the Hero.
Or something, yeah.
And the iPad 2 is good, not earth-shatteringly, compared to the iPad.
No.
The impact that had.
Yeah.
It's not exactly.
It's had no impact, has it? Because it's just more of the same, but better.
Mm. Yeah, it's a much...
I think it has had an impact,
a much more refined version, but it's not, it's not shaking
it's not
the world.
Massive.
But then you could say the same about the Galaxy S2, I suppose.
And the Kindle.
I think the Kindle's a dark horse,
really,
shall we say. A lot of people
Every
have bought
year,
Kindles.
Though.
A lot
really
of people, Kindle. But the price has come down so far.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they seem to be flying off the shelves. And now, like, what they called? E-books have overtaken, well, books.
Yeah.
On Amazon's site. Oh, well,
actually,
for sales,
we should probably mention at this juncture, now since we're talking about the Kindle, a book you can't get on the Kindle, but you can get for free this weekend.
Oh, iBooks.
Yeah, you get a free iBook this weekend, courtesy of T3.
Did we mention
DSLR settings for dummies or something like that? I think. So wow. go on the website. It's on T3.com.
It's a classic.
There's a link there. Well, it's free, you know, if you want to learn how to use your DSLR. Yeah. It's not bad.
Can't wait. And also, Adam Bunker's book.
What? He's put his
Adam Bunker's
book.
Adam Bunker has not only released an app.
He's released an
in
app.
In the last 2 weeks.
Really?
He's released Flaregun. A book.
Adam's developed an app. Stephen Fry tweeted
What's
it.
What's his book?
It's called something like The Death of Somebody Bell. I don't think he's trying to tell me something, though. It's just the name of the character they went for. And it's very good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Really?
I've read it.
I mean, it's. I read an early draft of it.
I read the early
Loads
draft.
Of spelling mistakes.
I read the first draft. I think he's chopped it down.
Okay.
Since then.
Right. I think for next week, we'll put on the Facebook group the actual proper title of the book, given that we can't remember it.
Now I can think of it, we should actually have got Adam on this week to talk,
about
his manifold achievements. But I think I'd have been throwing up by the end of it.
All right. Let's.
What have I done?
The controversial gadget personality of the year, Stephen Fry and Susie Perry, back again, former winners. They are against the likes of Mark Zuckerberg, Sir Richard Branson, and an intriguing battle between the BBC's Spencer Kelly and
Intriguing,
yes.
Really? Duncan doesn't even know who he is.
Just give me a moment. An intriguing battle between the BBC's Spencer Kelly and Rory Kathleen Jones and the Gadget Show crew. So it's kind of like BBC v.
Oh, have we got the
Channel
Gadget Show.
Five.
Everybody else on the Gadget Show are just one entry between them.
They're all there. There's Pollyanna.
No, there's Pollyanna, Susie, and Jason is left from the Gadget Show. Ortis and John.
So Kat Deely not in there, and the other one.
Kat Deely, she's not on the Gadget Show. Kat Deely.
Yeah, he's the black one.
Ortis.
Kat Ortis. Yeah, that's my name.
Right. Whatever. Good. So that's the personalities you got to choose from. I don't know. Maybe we should. Should we?
There's a big personalities. Is Lady Gaga still in it as well?
Yeah. I haven't written them all. I was just a few selections.
Yeah, I think Gaga and Dre. Why is the gadget personality one? You've got about 38 people in it because all the others have gone down to a short list of six.
No, personality's got more in, and Gadget of the Year's got more in.
Well, Gadget of the Year. Okay, fine. Ones. But
okay. Well, look. We'll find out who actually wins on October the 10th. Not that we care.
Apparently,
anymore.
We have invited Lady Gaga.
I'm sure we have.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be there.
I'm sure we've invited her.
Yeah. Whether
the other half of that equation, I don't know.
That is about
amazing
all.
If she did turn up.
That is about all for this week.
Gaga.
Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.